ABC Radio Australia.
When it comes to fashion, Australia and the Pacific diaspora are avid consumers of popular brand name clothing. In fact, the average Australian buys 55 items of clothing each year. But what happens to the clothing we stop wearing? Well, according to a powerful new film, much of it ends up in the Solomon Islands, which is buckling under the pressure of Australia's insatiable consumer habits and under-regulated disposal practices. Let's take a listen.
Textile waste is a global crisis. Australians are among the biggest consumers of fast fashion, buying an average of 55 items of clothing and discarding 23 kilograms annually. Some of this clothing is sent to recyclers, then exported, often to places like the Solomon Islands. Most of it, it's made from polyester or blended synthetic fibres, materials that don't break down easily and contribute to environmental degradation. The Solomon Islands import 88% of their second-hand clothing from Australia, basically getting rid of what we would never wear. Each shop in Honiara receives up to 50 bales of clothing from Australia, either every week or month. And each bale can weigh between 50 to 500 kilograms.
Somewhat ironically, though, the film is called Good Neighbours. It premiered yesterday at the Queensland University of Technology, and Carl Evans spoke with one of the architects behind the documentary, Tiziana Ferreiro-Georges, an Associate Professor of Fashion and Design at the Faculty of Creative Industries and Social Justice.
A couple of years ago, I was trying to think about the export of second-hand clothing, and I happened to be in Italy, as a matter of fact, and visiting a second-hand exporter to Africa and explaining that they are very careful in what they export because they look at the quality, but they also have a direct connection with agents and people in the countries export, and they look also at cultural requirements. And so I thought, does this happen also in Australia? We know that Australia exports 62% of second-hand clothing that we donate goes to mainly to the West, so to India, Dubai. They're sorted many times and then they end up mainly in Africa. But I wanted to look at what happens around us. We thought about the Solomons. They are 3 hours from us. The Solomon Islands are importing 86 now, was between 86 and 88% of clothing from Australia. So that's a really great case study to look at for understanding what Australia exports. And then the idea of the film came about.
Yeah, interesting. So you obviously led this project out in the Solomon Islands. Can you give us an idea of, I suppose, who you spoke to and what kinds of things that you learned, particularly in how the lifespan of these clothes kind of unfolds?
Yeah, that's very interesting because the retail of this clothing and the people buying them behaves a little bit like fast fashion. So they arrive, they're sorted, they are hanging in shops, and after 1 or 2 weeks, this clothing, if it's not sold, it actually ends up as waste, as rubbish. It is either thrown into these waste bins or it is burnt or it goes into the landfill. It actually ends up in places like the ocean. The landfill currently is near the ocean, near the shore. So not only clothing, but everything in that landfill leaks into the ocean. There is a very, I would say, poignant image in our film of clothing, of textiles trapped in the reef. And if you look at that image, you can immediately imagine at scale what that means with so much waste.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my next question. So, you know, if these items of clothing aren't necessarily being disposed correctly, what impact is that having sort of on the environment? Like, what impact is it having on the local population, I suppose?
The problem is that countries like the Solomon Islands and I imagine all other small countries, they don't have the infrastructure to deal with, for example, waste separation. So separating food, metal, building materials, textiles, and e-waste, and so on. I imagine also Fiji and all the other Pacific islands will be in the same situation. The environmental problems are many, apart from ending up in the ocean as clothing, as textiles. The majority of clothing that we send as Australians is in polyester or mixed fibres that, apart from cotton or linen or silk, will take a long time to degrade, sometimes 100, 200 years. So we're talking about microplastics and also from clothing, not just from the plastic, and in those landfills. So we see also all these plastic bottles. So it is really confronting.
One of the things that interested me as well was that, you know, Australians buy about 55 items of clothing each year on average. So you can only assume that many people are disposing just as much. What did your research say about Australia's spending habits when it comes to fashion?
Very good question. This number is going to increase because, unfortunately, consumption is increasing globally, and consumption of polyester, consumption of fast fashion, buying clothes. Australians are one of the nations that consumes the most. Australia does not have good policies that look at curbing consumption. Australians are very fond of cheap fashion. Fast fashion ensures that it is cheap, it is used not very often, and in general, after 1 year, it is discarded. So if it is not sold in our charities' shops, then it is given to recyclers and it goes to other places. So once the Solomon Islands is one of these places.
So I guess if consumption is increasing at this rate, what does that mean for places like the Solomon Islands?
Well, it means that if Australia doesn't also regulate the export, then they will continue to receive clothing that very often is not a good quality. So we have seen clothing with holes, clothing with stains. Some of the women we talked about textiles that basically comes apart, so they throw it away straight away. So my question is also an ethical one to Australians. Why would you donate clothing that we would not wear? Why would these people be wearing this kind of clothing? It's a really important question, and we hope that our film, we will be able to raise some awareness around this problem.